Michael, we conducted a national survey, and we asked Americans how long they think the current economic crisis will last. I'm curious about your thoughts on that, as well as how does one define that point?
Well, your latter question, actually, I think is very relevant. If you consider the economic crisis to be the recession, in other words, a period when the economy is shrinking, I think we're looking at least another several months. Really, the optimistic forecasts are that the economy might get back into growth mode in the very latter part of 2009, maybe into 2010. If the economic crisis is defined as, you know, a period of weak employment when we lose jobs month in and month out, that probably is going to last a little bit longer. Employment is a lagging indicator. It isn't going to come back until after the sort of statistical measure of economic growth returns. But in terms of the crisis that began last year with the financial institutions at the risk of failure and the sort of banking system ceasing to function and all that, I actually think we're through the real acute phase of that crisis. We don't, at the moment, have a concern about big institutions falling into chaos the way Lehman Brothers and AIG did. So that real intense period of the crisis might already be passed.
Now, you mentioned about the last few months of 2008. I recall there was a lot of discussion, especially during the last days of the Bush administration, about when is a recession a recession. How would you define it?
I would define it, I think the standard definition, as opposed to the sort of technical, statistical definition, is a prolonged period when economic output and employment are in decline. And we've had that, obviously, for some time. A lot of folks want to say, well, it has to be at least two consecutive quarters of negative gross domestic product numbers. I don't know that one is sort of sufficiently, you know, broad or applicable to every situation. So really, you know, an extended period when business activity and retail sales and employment are weak or shrinking.
Now, we also ask what people consider to be the most important concern for the economy. And we ask them about unemployment, the stock market, mortgage crisis, interest rates, inflation. I'm just curious, of those items, what would you think would be their most important concern?
Well, the most important concern, I think, for the average household should be the employment situation, because it is going to continue to weaken. It's obviously, you know, really it's a black and white issue for the most part. If you have a job, you're much more likely to be okay, be able to kind of cover your expenses than not. It sounds trite, but that's really the defining definition of whether you're in economic distress or not. But more broadly, I actually think that the excess level of debt at the household level, at the corporate level, the government level, is really what's weighing all of us down. So in some sense, it's the credit crisis, which reflects the excess of debt on everyone's books, that is the longer-term concern. And I think it's the thing that's going to keep the economy from really speeding up, even as it recovers, the way we're familiar with. The recovery is more likely to be kind of muted, and consumers are likely to remain on the defensive.